Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule that, yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy, it's go time.
All right, Dave in for Lisa. The 2025 NFL playoff bracket has been whittled down to four teams, with the 2025 AFC and NFC championship game set for Sunday. Which team should you have in your picks? Well, Dan Hampton has his thoughts and joins us, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Kevin Powell also joining us. Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Well, gentlemen, I got to tell you, it is the best day of the NFL season when you get to watch the four best teams go at it. And, you know, hopefully it won't be long with the new coach. We would have a chance to be viable and have a, you know, an opportunity to participate in something like this in the near future.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Earlier this week, the Bears named Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson as their new coach. The Bears interviewed 17 candidates. Johnson himself also interviewed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Raiders, the Patriots. Why is this a good match for Chicago, Dan, in your mind?
Well, you know, it really is. It's a perfect storm, and it's a perfect fit. Folks in Chicago, we have been used to, you know, the Bears going out and picking some nobody that, okay, all of a sudden we're going to expect great things. Well, guess what? Ben Johnson has been the byproduct of a bunch of great things over in Detroit. You know, Detroit's been playing for 95 years, and his offenses have scored the most points three out of the last 4 years of the history books in Detroit. So everyone, you know, and my dear friend, Ed Obradovich, he is always saying, let's be aggressive, let's attack, let's be someone on offense that we will, you know, make people fear us on offense. Well, guess what? Ben Johnson fits the bill, and I tell you what, it's a great day when he has become now the 18th head coach in Chicago Bear history.
Hamp, I was at Hallis Hall for the introductory press conference, and I liked what he said about the offense. He was asked, what can we expect to see about play calling and scheme and all those sorts of things? And he said, look, we had a ton of success in Detroit, but I'm not bringing that playbook. I'm building a playbook that best suits Caleb Williams and the pieces we have on this roster. And I loved hearing that, Hamp. He says he's going to get with Caleb this offseason, and they're really going to workshop this and find out how can they best suit Caleb when it comes to an offensive scheme.
Make no mistake, Chicago's a great city, but the reason Ben Johnson was excited about coming to Chicago is the quarterback, and that is Caleb Williams. And he made a statement during the press conference that really struck me. He said, for years and years, the turnover margin was really the biggest indicator of wins and losses in the NFL. Not anymore. It's QBR. It's about your quarterback rating. If your quarterback plays well, you have the upper hand, and you have a chance of being dominant. And we, as Chicago Bear fans, we haven't been a part of that. It's uncharted territory. And this is a great dawning of a new day when you get to pair someone as talented as Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson. This could be something special.
Hamp, on the defensive side of things, when it comes to a defensive coordinator, one, I wonder if you have any thoughts on who should be the favorite. I know Dennis Allen's name has come up, but they also didn't rule out a change with defensive scheme, maybe going back to a 3-4. How difficult is that for players to switch scheme? And do you have any names in mind that you think would be a good fit for defensive coordinator?
Well, the name Dennis Allen, who obviously has been so good as the defensive coordinator. He has parlayed that into a couple of head coaching opportunities, but it hasn't worked out. But at the end of the day, it's about being able to match up and make offenses respect you, and you dictate what they are capable of doing. And Dennis Allen, I'd be real happy with it. If you think about his last, you know, stint down in New Orleans, they were always a nasty, nasty defense. So, you know, I'm not really worried about so much the defensive side of the ball. For years and years, we have always been behind the eight ball on offense. And if Ben Johnson is able to bring in the type of offensive production that he has shown he is capable of in Detroit, Bear fans are going to be really happy.
The Bears also hired, Dan, a new mental performance and leadership coordinator, Army vet who received two Bronze Stars for his service in Afghanistan and Iraq, served in the Special Forces. Work led him to psychology, which then led him to a performance coach positions at various corporations. How important is this role for the Bears, or really any NFL team?
That's great. You know, hey, listen, everything in life is about mind over matter and, you know, perseverance. And obviously that gentleman has a great wealth of knowledge. But in my heart, all of those things, yeah, they kind of matter. But when you get down to it, it's about, you know, the nut cutting. When you get an offense and a defense ready to play and the players are willing to sell out, we haven't seen that in a long time. You know, let's go back to 2018. You know, we were real close. We had the double doink and all that. Next year, the team fell apart. It's about, you know, having leadership and a core values of the commitment of a football team. So at some point, all of these things, yeah, they help, but it comes down to the players. The players have got to accept the responsibility of being the ones that control their destiny. And, you know, I got to tell you, Ben Johnson, his first conference, he hit it out of the park, just like, a great Cub home run. It was fantastic. He loves the fact that he is now going to be a part of the Chicago landscape. I tell you what, the Bears could not have done better. And you know what? Guess what? A week ago, we're talking about the Gilligan's Island, search party and all that. It was crazy. Finally, they have, you know, done some things to make the fans, you know, the fan base believe that we were now in the modern era, and now we have a chance to compete with the great teams of the NFL.
Dan Hampton, thank you, sir. Appreciate your insight. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys, and go Bears.